Gavin McLeod, yes.
And now he's saying that was just the tip of the iceberg.
He wants bigger celebrities.
Now, this comes courtesy of the syndicated TV show Extra. We have to credit them because they gave us the information. Mm-hmm. They've not broadcast it yet. You'll see it tonight. They have him on camera where he says, yeah, you bet your ass, I said Gavin McLeod, and you bet your ass, I said the Bionic Woman, mm-hmm. to be character witnesses.
I believe. Bring him in right now, brother.
And he still wants to use them in his civil trial. He says, you'll say this tonight on Extra, the first person I call will be Sean Penn.
Yeah, well, there he's back to Sean Penn again. Uh-huh.
Then he says, Alec Baldwin is also a big fan of mine.
Sure. There you go.
Alec Baldwin sent me fan letters. I put him up with Sean Penn as the heavyweights to be the one to start the ball rolling and make some calls to get all of Hollywood behind me.
Wow.
Hold on, there's more. He says, Kevin Costner comes up to me and says, hey, Beretta. He and Alec Baldwin are big timers. Then he says, and don't forget about my good friend, John Travolta.
Oh, yeah.
Big, big fan.
Sure, Vinnie Barbarino.
Real important fan.
Mm-hmm.
World-class fan.
Right.
And the one celebrity that he wanted to just mention the name about but wouldn't say the participation, but was sure would come and speak on his behalf, Robert De Niro.
Right. Bobby D.
Right. Oh. That's going to happen.
Good and luck. I'll tell you something, brother. They're all going to get me out of here. I ain't going to be in this hellhole no more. All my legal woes are going to go by the boards when we get Alec Baldwin and Bobby De Niro talking for me, brother.
Great.
Those prosecuting attorneys, they won't have any idea what hit them.
His list of celebrities. And again, these are people who are just going to say he's a good guy.
Hey, if you need to reach me.
According to him.
I'll be at Vitello's. That restaurant I like so bad.
Gavin McLeod, Lindsay Wagner, Sean Penn, Alec Baldwin, Kevin Costner, John Travolta, Robert De Niro. Right.
You say you got evidence? Wait till I bring out the captain of the love boat.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. Something's wrong with that Renee Zellweger.
All right.
Well, you said it, we were thinking it.
Because I remember reading, she was dating George Clooney, and he broke up with her, and she camped out outside of his house in a tent until he would come out and talk to her.
You know what, you are, now I don't know if that was true, but I remember it from the tabloids.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, and then she started dating that Jack White,
right.
Who was in that band with that girl, and he claimed that was her sister, and come to find out they were actually married.
Yeah, hold on, you're right, that, and she had some screwy thing with Jim Carrey, too, who's nuts on his own, but the two of them had some
They had the
scene.
Land of the weird.
They had a scene at some castle in Ireland that they were in or something like that.
She's got a track record. He bought into it.
Something's not right there.
All right, honey, how long do you give it?
I'll give it 7 months.
7 months.
7 months. Yeah. Right. And who leaves who?
She'll probably leave him because someone else will come along.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, he lives on the island of St. John. She's not going to want to go down there all the time.
Yeah, and that's another, you know, I tend to agree with
this lady. This lady's a font of information right here.
But I had the same thought that Kenny Chesney, and if you listen to his music, he's one of these, like, almost Jimmy Buffett guys, but he pulls it off a little more believable than Jimmy Buffett does now. But I do believe that he lives the island lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, Renee Zellweger, you know, who knows if she's going to like living in a Gilligan's Island hut.
I didn't know that Kenny Chesney lived on St. John. That's
yes, he does.
That's definitely walking the walk.
That's why all of his songs are about, like, getting drunk and going by the bay or the ocean.
It's amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Yeah, hi.
I mean, Gossip Queens.
Gossip Queens.
Yes, right. Drama Queens, Gossip Queens.
Hey, you guys got to ease up on the King of Queens. That's one of the funniest shows out there. I know. I understand you guys have a beef with whatever
Rob's
name is.
Hold on a second. Now, we'd be willing to talk with you about, and we don't have a beef with Kevin, it's with Leah Remini, but did you say that you think the show is funny?
Oh, it's hilarious. And I'm not the only one. Like, I'm not just saying that.
No, hold on. I'm getting a message. Hold on a second.
Are you retarded? It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
And you know what? It's actually funny that you play that, Don, because you play sound effects way too much, and you're always cutting Mike off. You need to ease off on those, too.
Oh, yeah. Cut me off, asshat. Here
that's
we go. Divide and conquer from 20 years.
I can tell Mike
agenda.
Is annoyed with
it's
it.
It's agenda caller.
Oh, Mike, why don't you tell him? Why don't you tell him, because he can hear it in the radio, how annoyed you are. I'm cutting you off. I'm constantly turning your mic off.
Are you still there? When you were playing John Wayne 24 hours a day, I could tell he was getting annoyed.
No, I'm afraid I was laughing with the John Wayne just like everybody else, sir.
And if you were...
How dare you propose to speak for me?
Yeah.
When I'm listening and I can hear that you feel that you're getting cut off
How do you know what I feel?
Repetitive John Wayne comments that aren't even funny.
Are you feeling? You don't have the guts to like make your point, you know, give your opinion and then back it up on your own. You're using me to somehow justify your argument. Don't do that.
I'm using you to back up my argument because I find them annoying.
Well, you know what? I find you using me to back up your argument.
Let me ask you something.
Slap in the face.
If you find them annoying,
Wayne is not funny.
If you find them,
watch the John Wayne movie. I don't know why you would play John Wayne.
Why'd you listen to it then?
I didn't. I changed it.
You're lying.
So you find the sound effects annoying?
I think they're funny, like rosy stuff like that, but like the stuff that you were playing in John Wayne is just annoying, and it was constant, and you were cutting people off with it.
Well, Mike, I can't hear you. He can't hear you now.
Just play the John Wayne.
Oh, just play it. Most
huh?
It's what annoys him the most.
But he loves it.
What did you say?
You still there?
What?
Oh, the guy hung up.
Oh.
I apologize for my language.
Sorry about that.
That's what I was trying. I've never been very good at signaling.
I didn't know what you
were going.
Just play the John Wayne. I couldn't figure out what you.
The guy was calling to bitch about the John Wayne tapes,
right? Yeah.
And that was the time when we bring out the John Wayne tapes, and that's we don't talk to him at all.
And Mike,
we just play the John Wayne tapes.
Would you please stop speaking with your IS, your what? How are your ESP?
However
it is you're communicating.
Sending out those vibes.
The brain waves of the people so that they know that you are so mad about that.
I send out that vibe to everybody. God, why is he playing John Wayne?
If that guy,
how's it taste?
I wish that guy would call back, because right now I'm curious how Mike is feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a crying, pipsqueaking ass.
Caller's bitter because John Wayne's American and the caller was Canadian.
Do you think that guy may be so stupid?
Where did you find these Pecker Woods?
When I'm talking to Rosie,
mm-hmm.
and I say, you know, shut up, and I do, you don't think he's that dumb? That he thinks that's why.
Just like, you know what else I think?
Right.
I mean, as long as we're pulling back the curtain.
Yeah.
I think that when you used to pretend like you didn't like the Groaners every day.
Right, right.
That
he'd buy into that.
There used to be 10 calls up there that Joe would screen. I wouldn't take because what's the point? With people saying, why are you doing that? Mike hates that.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yeah. I know, really.
So dry, so over their heads. And it's not rocket science.
Somebody looking for some.
Okay, that's enough.
Who else have you blabbed to?
Okay, don't listen to me.
What did you say?
I was reminded of a story when...
say that again.
Jesus.
Don't cuss.
Okay, if I can finish my thought, I was really excited about this story that happened to me the other day.
Thank you!
Okay.
Oh, that is that.
Fine.
You are a lot of trouble.
Damn it. Tapes. Why do I even come in?
Yeah, I know. Well, because, Mike, I'm glad our listeners can read your mind.
Yeah. Hey, I'm so glad my brain juice works.
Because Mike is sitting there. Mike, I can hear it. Mike is really mad about that.
Yeah, Jesus.
Mike Stewart on that.
Man, driving in today, I'm like, please, no John Wayne.
Well, he's yours.
Oh, there he is. Day blown already.
Bend over.
Yep, that's me.
Because those tapes aren't funny.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
How does he seriously pull that John Wayne thing and bring me into the equation when I believe I was the biggest advocate for the John Wayne
thing? The thing is, because I know exactly what you're doing. Because you consciously don't want to go overboard and be perceived like Ed McMahon.
Right.
When you think something is funny and you're doing a bit, and I know you're doing a bit where you're like, oh, please, how many more days do we have to hear this? I know that you're being funny,
right?
But it doesn't translate to the little brains.
Really?
The little brains.
Some, but not all.
I would say not all.
Yeah.
But obviously some think that.
Wow.
Mike?
Yeah.
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
Yeah, I really would appreciate it if you'd stop.
Just tell me what you want to say, and I'll stop interrupting you.
All right.
Okay.
What I was going
to... I'd like to ask you some questions.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Who's going to hear that, Mike?
Yeah, it's coming through. 70-year-old movie.
They hear it.
Nobody even knows the actor's name anymore.
I know it's John Wayne anyway. Then I called the guy. Well, if you don't like it, why were you listening? Well, I wasn't really listening, but I know Mike hates it.
I do have a request for all listeners that have opinions, though. Please don't hide behind me to deliver your opinions, okay? I have my own, and I will give them when necessary.
That's not strictly true.
Shut up!
No, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
I get kind of scared when I'm yelling. It's easier to yell at Rosie than it is.
Get on your horse.
Yes, sir.
Seems to be the idea.
Right on, John.
There you are!
And now you shut up.
How that is that?
And I couldn't be happier about it.
Excellent.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I'd rather not have you do this. Shut up. Shut up!
Hello, Don Ann.
Yeah, well, he put up that sign in the bathroom that says only employees can use it.
On a mic show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
how are you?
Try this one.
I just wanted to tell you, I love John Wayne, and I think you should play more of him.
Amen. Of course. I would, except it upsets Buzz.
No,
it doesn't upset Mike. It upsets Buzz.
Oh, you guys make me laugh. Thank you,
honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Thank you very much for the call.
I'm sorry, lady.
Very kind.
Appreciate it.
Mike, if you would only stop sending out those subliminal messages.
I understand. Now I'm
if this is true, you have my sympathy.
I'm thinking another thought now. Do you think that guy mistook you for me? That's possible. That could happen, too.
Yeah.
So many layers of dumbness.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, so now I'm really confused. Does that mean at the end of the show, Mike really doesn't want to keep on going?
No.
All right, that's good.
That
thank
may
you.
Be the best.
Yeah.
Sir, thank you for identifying the biggest lie of my day.
No.
Come get it. Yes, the last music sounds and I say no. Because I want to stay into the night.
Yes. Can we stay?
That is it.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Yes, hi.
Hi, can you have John Wayne and Rosie possibly talk to each other?
They have. We've already done.
Talk to each other at the, you know, like dueling.
We did that already.
Dude, we've done it.
I'm not so inclined.
Come on.
Learn to listen, listen to learn.
Don and Mike, hello.
Mike?
Yes?
Hey, buddy. I've noticed that when you used to say goodnight to yourself before the end of the show, I think that really upset you. I can tell that when you drove home that you were just pissed.
Yeah, there are many nights I was so annoyed at myself, you know, and I just look in the mirror and I go, shut up.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. And why isn't everybody can read you guys so well, but they can't read me?
Well, you're a man of mystery.
How come they don't know that I get in my car every night and go, God, I wish they all were dead!